Good morning, WLLY listeners. Welcome to a brand new year. It's 2024. I'm Brother Amen Dave Moran, and you may remember me from my former program here and from the Harbor Light Holiness program a few years back, and also quite recently from Brother Bruce Hall's and Friends radio program. But the Amen Corner is on the air again. We'll have some good singing and music, as well as some old-time preaching. We'll be on the air each Saturday from 10:30 till 11 here on WLLY. This program is part of my personal ministry to see God's Word glorified. So here is today's program. Just a note to those on the internet, you can listen to WLLY Radio anywhere by going to WLLYradio.com. That's WLLYradio, all one word, .com, and then follow the instructions. Praise the Lord. Welcome to our program again. I always kind of like to start it off with some music, and we've got a group here called the Cut-Ups, and it's from years and years ago. They were entertaining over at a rest home here in Wilson, and here are the Cut-Ups.
There's a book that mother left me that grows sweeter every day. I have often read the page since my mother passed away. But just a baby boy, I would play at Monster Knee, and she looked just like an angel when she read that book. Mother's Bible, oh how you read, with the pages worn and old. Mother's Bible, much more sweeter, worth much more to me than gold. And she told me, and she told me, just before she went to sleep, if I read it and believed it, Jesus did my soul.
Falling asleep, and I dream I hear a call.
Campfire coffee on the teacup in my hand.
We'll begin our scripture in the book of John today. Well, I'm going to be in chapter 17 of St. John. I'll start in the first verse. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. In other words, Jesus is reminding the Father how things were before the world was even created, that they had glory together, the Father and the Son. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory, that's verse 5, which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested my name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. He's talking about Judas Iscariot here. He was lost. Now I come to thee, in verse 13, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen to that. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. In them, I in them, rather, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Isn't that a fascinating statement? We can read that so fast and not think about it, but we need to think about this. Well, here's Jesus the first time in this chapter. He says that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. In other words, the Father loves us, the Christians, those that are born again, those that believe in Christ. He loves them as much as he loves the Lord Jesus. And in 24 it says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. In other words, the love of God had no beginning. The Father and the Son were loving one another. They had love for each other, a wonderful love for each other, before the world was even formed and out into eternity. I know I was looking for a sermon one day, and it's not the sermon that I'm preaching now, but it's very similar. But the still small voice spoke to me and said, when did God ever say, let there be love? You know, and I preached a sermon, something wonderful that God did not create. You know, and the thing was love. Love never had to be created. Love had been eternal. Love is eternal. God is love, John says in the book of John. And we can see that in this. He said in 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Here he repeats that same idea here, that the Father loves Jesus just as much as he loves us, and he loves us as much as he loves the Lord. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. The love wherewith thou hast loved me. In other words, that same love that Jesus enjoys and has enjoyed from eternity may be in us, and I will be in us, and I in them. Now, we are completely unworthy of that love that he's talking about here, that the Father should love us as much as he loved the Son. And it's just so amazing to think about that God could love us the way he loves his Son. Indeed, he sent his Son to die on the cross to save us. So that proves his love for us. And it proves that the Son loved us because he was willing to go to that cross on Calvary for us. And well, we were yet sinners. He died for us, and the righteous for the unrighteous, the godly for the ungodly. The love of God, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die for us, that we might believe through him and have eternal life and be loved of the Father, even as the Father loves the Son. We'll have that same kind of love. You know, young people, they wonder, does God really love me? Am I loved at all? And this proves it. And as you walk with God and be with him day by day, and continue in prayer, continue in the Word of God, which is our food, you'll learn day by day the love of God and the wonderful love. And we have to show that love too. We have to love one another. He says we should love the Father with all our heart and our mind, our soul and our strength, and then love our neighbor as ourselves. You know, we love our neighbor as ourselves, and do right, do good, and the love of the Father that he has for the Son will be the same love that we enjoy from him also. It's such a wonderful thing. If you really think about it, it'll just about blow your mind. You know, as we're so unworthy of God's love, but God has said that, and Jesus here is declaring it, says it twice in the 17th chapter about the Father loving us with the same love that he loves the Son with. And that is so amazing. And it's only through his blood, only through his death on the cross, that we can have that kind of love. Praise God. There was no beginning to that love. Hatred had a beginning. There was a start to it, but there was no starting of love. God is not a novice on love. Love has always been. He's always been God. He's always had that love. He's had the love. He created us, and he loved us even before we were created. Otherwise, he would never have started creating man, because he knew what was going to happen down the road. And I'm sure that the Father and the Son, they knew, if I create these men, Son, you're going to have to die for them. Are you still with me on it? And Jesus said yes. You know, he was with them. You know, and the Bible even says that without the Lord, nothing was created that was created. They said, let us make man in our image. What a wonderful thing. And he loves us. God loves you. Jesus loves you. He loved you enough to die for you. He loves you. The Father loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. Jesus had to go to the cross, and we've got some things that we have to go through too. But I'll tell you one thing that I found out in my nearly 77 years is that if God leads you to something, he'll also see you through it. You know, I've had heart attacks. I've been sick. I've had this and that. I had four-way bypass. I've been in car wrecks and all kind of things lately in the car wreck. But God led me to it, and he also saw me through it. And that'll prove true in everything in your life. If you follow God and you sow abundantly, you'll reap abundantly. If you sow sparingly, if you give a dollar in the church, and you know what a dollar is now. We used to buy penny candy for a penny, but now a penny candy costs 20 cents. I figured it out. A dollar is worth about a nickel of what it used to be. What we used to buy for a nickel, it costs a dollar. You can prove it by trying to buy a candy bar. Get a full-size candy bar, you know, a Snickers, Milky Way, something like that. It will be over a dollar in most places. And that proves that the dollar is only worth a nickel. And the same thing is with haircuts. I used to get a haircut for a dollar and a quarter. Lately, I handed a 20 to a barber, and I expected change back, and he said, you owe me another dollar. It had gone up over $21 for a haircut, and that's just the way inflation is. A dollar is worth a nickel, you know, but the love of God we're talking about here now, there is no inflation or deflation with that. It's always the same. God's love is always the same. Praise God. Your money loses its value, but to the treasure of God's word, the treasure of heaven, the promises of God, they don't lose their value. They keep on keeping on. You know, praise God. It's better than gold. It's better than rubies. You can read the Bible. It says the same thing in there. Better than fine gold. Better than any ruby or jewel that you could think of. Anything of value, property or land or whole countries, you know, is not worth the love of God. Jesus said, what will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and then lose his soul? You know, we need that. We need that. There's no man on earth, I don't care how many billions he has, he cannot buy his way into heaven. That's only through the blood, only through the blood of our Lord Jesus, and through faith we can enter into that place. He said to seek the old path, go to the straight and narrow way. He said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and broad is the path that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. He said, struggle to go into that narrow way. Amen. Praise God. It's narrow because a lot of people won't choose it. You know, in the flesh, you have to walk in the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit, you'll see that that is more valuable than anything on this earth. It is to make it to heaven where Jesus is talking about here. He says, Father, I will that they also, here in 24, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. This has been the Amen Corner radio program with Dave Moran. This program is on the air each Saturday from 10:30 to 11. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're looking for a home church or a church to visit, come to our services here at Harbor Light Holiness Church on Highway 42 East, just about 2 miles from Wilson, on the left-hand side, just past Tarts Mill Road. Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m. and evening service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek service is at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so you can come and visit. Brother Irvin Lewis is our pastor. He'll be very happy to see you there. We are having our first revival of the year beginning January 28th through February 2nd, with Brother Ricky Bledsoe. Mark your calendar now and plan to be here with us. I know you'll get a blessing.